Yes, welcome back into the Auburn Daily Show. I'm your host, Harrison Char, joined today, as always, every Wednesday by Mr. Dylan Alark at your boy, the Tank on Twitter. Dylan, how you living today, man?
I'm doing just fine. I actually had some Subway for the first time in like 3 years, so
that's good. Yeah, were you eating fresh?
Oh, yeah, right? Fresh, as opposed to my last time I ate it, it was not as fresh.
Well, you know, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, so to speak. We've got a lot to talk about today on the Auburn Daily Show, and I know that you're excited. Lance Daw came out with a little bit of a heater of an article yesterday, and it's already kind of not timely, but most of it still plays. I'm just poking fun at Lance about transfer quarterback targets for the Auburn Tigers. So we've got a handful of guys still left that are really on the Auburn radar, Dylan. Ranging from Spencer Sanders all the way down to Mike Wright. And if you've got any other names, we'll get there when we get there. Right. And yep. we'll navigate our way through this. Cause I thought Lance brought up some great points. And, between that, and I don't know if you've had the opportunity to listen to today's Locked On Auburn with our very own Zach Blackerby, joined today by, the War Report. And, they brought up some good points about being intentional with this next quarterback acquisition, if there is a quarterback acquisition in the transfer portal. Now, I forgot to mention, happy final day of this transfer period to those who celebrate. I know that you and I are definitely going to celebrate and enjoy a couple nights sleep. But yes. Excuse me, I'm also battling a little head cold. We'll dive into it here. We'll start with I think we start with the obvious, don't you, Dylan? Or do you want to round it out with the obvious?
Start off with Walker Howard. I feel like that's the –
okay, well, that's one of the one that okay, go on.
Was that the obvious?
The obvious. I thought we were actually going to just move on to the ones that Auburn could get, but we'll start with Walker Howard.
Well, it's safe to say. I mean, it's better to start with the ones you can't get. Former four-star quarterback, probably still a four-star in the transfer portal. Walker Howard originally committed to LSU in the class of 2022, but he has since entered the transfer portal and has just committed to Ole Miss and. He didn't get a lot of playing time last year, barely any. 2 of 4 for 7 yards and 1 sack and 33 yards rushing. So, I mean, when you have Jaden Daniels, not Jalen, that's Kansas quarterback. When you have Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier backing him up, it's kind of hard to get any PT in this league. So, I guess go to a different SEC school so you'll still get your name called. But it'd be easier to win a quarterback battle against Jackson Dart than it would be against Nussmeier and Daniels.
I would think that you're probably correct. And as you can see, one of my colleagues here at the Macon Bacon just stepped out of our merch store. So if you saw a little light flash there, that's the case. I'm kind of with you. I kind of disregarded this one kind of entirely, which sounds like something you probably shouldn't do. But at the same time, Our boy Lance did a great job putting this together. Walker Howard just committed to LSU. I mean, it's just not going to happen at Auburn. And the fit would have made sense. But I think to carry on, carry over from that conversation, the obvious being off the table, let's talk about some guys that could still announce that they're coming to Auburn at some point this week or sign their letter of intent and then not tell anyone until a couple weeks later, which we've seen happen on a handful of occasions, right? and we're probably not done seeing in this recruiting cycle for Friesen Company. Let's start at the top with the obvious Spencer Sanders at Oklahoma State. You and I have talked about Spencer Sanders a lot. We've watched a lot of Spencer Sanders films. I think you depict me as a Spencer Sanders truther to a lot of people, and that's okay. So we'll open up the floor to you here, and then I'm gonna pick up where if you've got any questions about my truthisms of Spencer Sanders, I'm more than happy to dissect those for you.
So Spencer Sanders is another quarterback that the Ole Miss fan base kind of thinks they're going to land as well. It's been the top two is Auburn and Ole Miss for a long time, but there was also like a week or two period where Spencer Sanders was kind of off the table. But yeah, he's been one of the best quarterbacks that we've seen under the Gundy era. And I don't know how long. He's much better than, I'm forgetting his name, Mason Rudolph.
I don't think he's much better than Mason Rudolph was in college. Mason Rudolph was a Ryan Mallett level stud in college.
I guess I recency bias with it. Watching him in the NFL kind of affects that. But yeah, last season, Oklahoma State was having a pretty good year. I think they were 6-1 until they lost to Kansas State and then
fell apart.
They just fell apart. So and Oklahoma State's football program in general is falling apart just because the amount of transfers they've had over the past few weeks. But Spencer Sanders being still available is kind of shocking because you do see him as that kind of consistent, good quarterback who I think out of the three quarterbacks we're going to talk about on the show is probably the only one that would probably get the nod over Robbie Ashford. I mean, the other two, they're good quarterbacks, but I mean, you kind of got to trust Robbie Ashford's development in this case. But I mean, Spencer Sanders, 2,600 yards last year, 17 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, which is his second most touchdowns he's thrown in his career.
Correct.
Oklahoma State. So, I mean, if we don't get him, it's fine. I trust Robbie Ashford, but you kind of do want a guy who can back up Robbie with the experience.
So we've talked about this in the past, Dylan, about Spencer Sanders and his play style. And I've mentioned that there are some Bo Nix-isms in his play style. And I think that tailors very well to a Hugh Freeze offense, an offense where we know that Hugh Freeze is going to be very much hands-on. And at standing 6'1", 210 pounds, Spencer Sanders has 4 years of experience, 4 years of starting experience. And that's just something that's immeasurable. Let's not forget, he learned how to pass under a mock air raid, an adapted air raid system under Mike Gundy, and learned how to really develop it from that standpoint under a scheme that tailors to being a better long ball passer. Now, and does that tailor to being a better check down? I don't know. I think his tape leaves some to be desired there. But using his legs, being able to escape the pocket and keep defenses honest, that's a huge thing too. I think Spencer really, really brings that to the table, but not in the same ballpark that Robbie Ashford does. I think Sanders is the only one that we're going to discuss that's not going to be just a depth piece. So if he's not coming to Auburn, if he's not come to Auburn yet, I'd be more surprised if he did than if he didn't, because at this point it feels like it's trending toward getting depth, right?
Yeah.
And Zach Black, we talked about it earlier today, like I said, on Lockdown Auburn, getting a quarterback here, it feels like there's two trains of thought. You're either going to get a warm body to back up. There's three guys now. I guess TJ Finley has resurfaced in the conversation as if he'll be playing through the spring. We don't know if he'll be here in the fall, be in Auburn in the fall, rather. There's the warm body train of thought, and there's the let's go get an upgrade train of thought. And I think Spencer Sanders is somewhere in the middle, probably leaning, go get an upgrade, but I think he competes with Robbie Ashford. So with that being said about Spencer Sanders, I don't want to spend too much time on him. What are your thoughts still on Chance Nolan out of Oregon State?
This is one that kind of surprised me. Probably out of the four, I mean, counting Walker Howard, but kind of out of the three, he's probably the least one I'd be excited about getting. Especially because you look at his stats from this past year. I think he got hurt. But, I mean, against USC, who we've all known is not known for their defensive prowess, he went 0 touchdowns and 4 interceptions against that defense. And it's kind of a eye sore to look at, especially when you see that he had his best game of the year against Montana State. And the other games after that are not much better. You expect that kind of attention from a Montana State game, but when you go against Fresno State, you only have 1 touchdown. Boise State, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. USC, 0 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, as I said. And Utah, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That's the game he got injured in, as you can tell from the 2-for-7 on his stat sheet. But yeah, I just don't think that he's like a guy that I don't think he's like a Hugh Freeze caliber quarterback that we are used to seeing under a Hugh Freeze led system, especially because I don't think he's not a dual threat either. I mean, he's a more of a passer, and that's what you get for most of the Pac-12 teams. And if you don't get a quarterback that can run the ball, that's usually where you struggle at. You see the best four teams in the Pac-12 last year: Cam Rising, dual threat; Bo Nix, dual threat; Michael Penix, dual threat; and Caleb Williams won a Heisman Trophy for being a dual threat quarterback. I mean, I'm not too high on Chance Nolan at Auburn.
I'm not either, but I did like the fact that it was mentioned. I thought that Lance actually brought up a great point with in terms of adding a depth piece and that warm body kind of school of thought, right? Mm-hmm. I think that this is a decent developmental in terms of not long term, in terms of making guys around him better kind of fit. I don't know that this one makes sense from the Auburn camp. I think it makes more sense from Chance Nolan's camp to come to Auburn than it would for Auburn to allow Chance Nolan to come and roll. Like you said, his numbers just aren't that eye popping. He had a solid year in 2021, but beyond that, there's a lot to be desired, right? And also, it's not a very big sample size. I don't know how well it correlates from the Pac-12 to the SEC for that matter either, especially with the uptick you've seen in Oregon State as of late. But let's look at their division. Let's look at their conference. I'm not SEC sunshine pumping or Homer, I guess exclamatory, but it's a fact. It's the defenses are not the same. And if the sample size is not there, there's no reason to believe that this fit could work. But I do like Lance bringing this up in terms of like that warm, like I said, once again, the warm body school of thought. Does that make sense, Dylan?
Yeah, and just fun fact about the Pac-12, they no longer have divisions. So.
Oh, did they split this past year? Oh, yeah, they did. Sorry. Yeah, they did. It's just the top two teams that play.
Yep. And Tar, before we get to our last quarterback that Lance mentioned, I think we should talk about our sponsor, Prize Picks. What do you think?
I was actually just about to talk about Prize Picks, but I think you are very excited to talk about Prize Picks. I got to cut you off last week. I was too hyped to talk about it, so I'll let you do it this week. What do you think?
All right. Well, just to put it out there, Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers. Predict the over or under for the next game and win big prizes if they do well. And they also have flex options. Hard, you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, so you can get paid for winning 2 of your 3 or 3 of your 5 bets. And you can have multiple sports in the same parlay. Best of all, you can use promo code Auburn to receive double on your first deposit up to $100. That is promo code Auburn for double your first deposit. So this basketball season, use promo code Auburn and make some bets on some players. Maybe like a Jani Broome for rebounds, maybe tonight, or maybe a Wendell Green in points or
Carr. Can I give you a free one that's not Auburn?
What's that?
I like LaMelo Ball over 6.5 rebounds tonight.
I'm not the biggest NBA nerd, but who's they playing tonight?
I just looked. It was I popped it closed, but he's averaging over 6.5 anyways. So I like LaMelo Ball.
Well, just so you know, if you get Prize Picks, use promo code Auburn. That is AUBURN.
But yeah, they're playing the Rockets tonight. I'm sorry, I like that a lot actually. So he's playing Barre, but I really like that's why I liked it in the first place. But yes, that's code AUBURN. For double your first. It's a great one for me too, though, Dylan, because I'm a really bad gambler. Anyways, back on to the quarterback conversation before I let you make fun of me for not hitting a single parlay in the history of ever. And I knew that was coming because that was the
maybe don't use LaMelo Ball then in that case.
All right, there's your free one. Take the under.
If Tar goes over, you go under. You get the free money.
That's Tar's lock. It's like Lindsay's locks, but not as good. Just do the opposite.
Tar's unlocks.
That's right. That's right. We've got one guy left to talk about, unless you want to throw any names out afterwards, Dylan, in terms of what Lance Daw brought to the table with the Auburn transfer quarterback targets on the final day of the transfer portal window for this session before we get into spring ball and graduations and things of that nature. We have Mike Wright out of Vanderbilt, 6'4", junior out of Fayetteville, Georgia. He lost the starting job. So this is another guy.
It is. He was having a good season too before he lost the starting job. It's just AJ Swan is actually like a really good quarterback, and who would have ever thought I would have said that about a Vanderbilt quarterback since the Jay Cutler days? Or there's a Vandy guy I'm forgetting, and I hope you don't have any Vanderbilt fans that listen to the Auburn Daily Show because they might not be very happy with that I'm forgetting this guy. But yeah, Mike Wright, great dual threat quarterback, and I mean he. Rushed for 517 yards and 5 touchdowns in the games that he did play. And I mean, I was hyping him up after the first 2 games. I mean, I had him as like a player of the week type player in the SEC for two games this season. And who would have thought that about a Vanderbilt quarterback? But yeah, he's a very underrated passer. I mean, he doesn't make many mistakes, 12 touchdowns and 4 interceptions this season. And that's pretty good for a Vanderbilt quarterback, especially one that didn't play all season. And, I mean, if you look at the other quarterback that he had, that he was competing against, A.J. Swan, 8 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. I mean, it's kind of hard not to lose a job to a guy like that. Because when have we ever seen a Vanderbilt quarterback not a, like un, like not making mistakes? You don't see that often. But I not think anymore. Mike Wright is probably someone that I wouldn't say that he'd be a nod to getting the starting job, but probably could battle out pretty well with Robbie Ashford. I think he might be faster than Robbie Ashford is, just because watching him run the ball. I mean, I saw Mike Wright run off for 86 yards against Hawaii in week 0. And I would like Mike Wright. He's got my full support.
Mike Wright is, I think, a great piece to bring into battle with Robbie Ashford. I think that this is one of those guys that, like you said, he's got the opportunity. There's probably a handful of places that would like for him to start. And maybe that's not at the Power 5 level. Maybe it is. But I think that he's one of those guys that come in and could be at the bare minimum make Robbie Ashford better. I know that we've discussed time and time again that there's a million things that sounds like I'm dogging on Robbie pretty hard. There's a lot of things that Robbie Ashford needs to work on this offseason, this spring, to win that starting job and solidify that this is his team. I think Mike Wright's complementary skill set, similar to that of Ashford's, probably better passer. I think that the skill set makes sense in terms of having a competitive QB battle. It would be, I think, not as good as a battle between Robbie Ashford and Spencer Sanders would be, but I think that it would be the closest thing you could have should you not be able to bring Sanders to the plains. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And even if that's the case, I mean, you can always just throw Mike right in to run the ball. I mean, I think he's probably a better runner than Robbie Ashford is too. I mean, he has that from experience. He's got 2 years on Robbie, and I know Robbie's a pretty good runner. Don't get me that wrong. I know he is. I've watched this man play. And I mean, I think that the amount of things that Robbie Ashford needs to work on is not as extensive as I've heard a lot of Auburn fans try to say it is. I mean, he just needs to work on his touch a little bit more with passing. He needs to trust his O-line a little bit more, but that probably comes from the fact that Auburn's O-line was not good last year. And we saw that with Bo Nix too. I mean, and Jarrett Stidham from 2018. I mean, when a quarterback's O-line regresses by that much, it's kind of hard to just stand in the pocket. So, I mean, and I don't think the Oregon O-line going from where he practiced with and when he was at Oregon is any – I bet the practice squad when he practiced was probably better than the one from Auburn last season.
You're probably right. But to your point, though, about the Ashford skill set and people saying there's a laundry list, there is a laundry list of things you can improve on. There's a very short list of things that Robbie Ashford needs to improve on in a hurry. You always want to make your game better, so that's kind of a given. But and I hate to keep, you know, I feel like I'm ripping the Auburn Locked On Auburn 2.0 from today, but it was a great episode. If you're really curious about grading out the transfer portal and things of that nature, definitely go give it a listen. But Blackbeard brought up a good point that it's not as long ball. People aren't worried about him being up sling the rock. It's like 4 or 5 yard checkdowns that we're worried about. In those intermediate routes. That the accuracy's got to be there, because how many times did you see Robbie Ashford airmail somebody on a six yard out route? How many times did you see him overthrow his running back on a checkdown? It happens, and I'm not, like, this is not me shaming at all. There's a ton of raw talent with Robbie Ashford. Not a single soul in the world that's ever watched ball would disagree with you.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to me and Tar talk about Robbie Ashford at all, you know that we are Ashford truthers, but we understand that when it comes to youth at a quarterback position, not everyone can be a Trevor Lawrence and just step in year one and just outshine everybody else.
Yeah, well, not everybody gets the team around them that Trevor Lawrence did.
That's also true, but, I mean, the team didn't get drafted number one overall. Trevor Lawrence did.
You're right. But I did want to talk to your point. That really concludes it. About the laundry list of complaints that I've seen some Auburn fans have. But, and there are plenty of things to be desired about Robbie Ashford's development, but you see the potential there. So I think, I guess that's a nice way to put a bow on this, Dylan, as we kind of tick down toward our target time. I think Auburn's going to be okay regardless. I do think that adding a transfer quarterback, I'm kind of the iron sharpens iron mentality. And I think you're kind of in the same boat. I'll leave this to you here, but I'm kind of in the iron sharpens iron. Go get another guy. Auburn should have a competition, and this should make for probably the best quarterback play we've seen in a minute since Bo Nix.
We hope so, at the very least. But I mean, I think that the quarterback room right now, I think with what Hugh Freeze is known for, I think Holton Jarner can sharpen Robbie Ashford just as much as any other quarterback can, especially if you're looking at bringing in another quarterback. I don't think Chance Nolan has more potential than a Holton Jarner does. And I think that if you throw in a Chance Nolan, I mean, I'm glad that Lance threw him in there just like it's another body. But I think that Chance Nolan could come in and possibly be the third string quarterback just strictly because Hank Brown's going to get redshirted.
Correct. The baby goat, Hank Brown.
The baby goat, as he said. And I mean, I'm surprised that a certain quarterback wasn't added in this list. Someone by the name of Austin Ayoun from North Texas. If you don't know, he's around 30 years old.
Yeah.
The next Stetson Bennett, you might say. Yeah, a younger Stetson Bennett, if you will.
Cord Sandberg's got to have eligibility left, right?
He might. I think.
He might, for real.
He very well could.
Well, Dylan, we are right at time. So thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with me. Make sure to check out, I'm sure we're going to link it in the description. Dylan does all of our back-end work because he's a G and a legend. Make sure to check out Lance's article on the Auburn Daily. Make sure you check out the website. Got tons of cool content. You should never be bored reading the Auburn Daily, right, Dylan?
Never. I usually go to sleep reading it and wake up reading it. That's wild.
Right. You just go to sleep with that phone in your hand. You wake up and you're like, oh, it's been updated. I got Dave. Wake up. The new Blackaby just dropped. The new Lindsey Crosby just dropped.
Sometimes I have two monitors and my laptop. I usually have three different articles up reading each one by paragraph. I'm never not reading the Auburn Daily.
Make sure to check out the Auburn Daily on all of our social medias as well. That we're on every platform you could ever want to be on. Dylan, as for you, yourself, and you, give everyone the quick rundown on where they can see your work, love you, support you, give you all the things that they need and that you need.
If you look below my name, watch the audio version, you can see my Twitter right there. That's at YourBoyTheTank. That's boy with an I and the tank. You can also listen to me on the College Loop podcast, where you can also listen to Tar's voice as well and Daniel Locke, where we talk Auburn sports, not daily, but every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Lots of fun stuff going on over at the College Loop, Dylan. Glad you plugged that one. Got another fun episode coming out there tomorrow morning. We'll see if my voice can make it all the way through there since I am battling the hell out of this cold. But my name is Harrison Tarr. I'm at By Harrison Tarr on Twitter. And if you want to find me on anything else, like Dylan said, I'm at The College Loop. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Are we on MySpace yet? Probably. Who knows? Check out our YouTube for sure at The College Loop. All kinds of fun stuff over there. And keep it locked on with the Auburn Daily. Going to have another banger show tomorrow, just like we do every single week. We got a team of rock stars here at the AD, so we're hyped. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you guys same place, same time tomorrow afternoon. I will see you on Friday.